We have 11 poets, as I mentioned, and we're going to get a chance to meet everybody, and then they're going to share a poem. Now, Porter will be introducing this segment to help you understand more about how this all came about. But first, I would just like to meet you, Porter. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And I guess everybody is in fifth grade, so everybody, how many people are 11? So, and then 10? Any other ages of adults? You don't have to participate. Okay, so everyone's either 10 or 11. Where do you live, Porter?
I live in Friendship.
And what do you like to do?
Well, I like to play soccer, and I love reading and math.
Have you read a book lately that you would recommend?
Well, I just finished a book yesterday called Almost Famous, and it's pretty good. It's about this girl who moves to Culpeper, Virginia, and she like wants to be a professional baker, and it's a small town, and she like slowly gets like better at baking, and then she like uses baking to save like a couple of close calls. And, yeah, it's a really good book.
It's a real city, too. There is a, I don't know if you looked on a map, Ricky and I, my wife, who's sitting in there, have driven through Culpeper lots of times. And we always thought it was a fun name for a city. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout-outs?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my mom and my two sisters who are listening.
What are their names?
Isla and Addie.
Isla and Addie, hello. And I know Mr. Burke is listening today. He made a note today. He's tuned in. And I'll let you introduce the segment we have now. I'm really excited to have you all here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Porter, and I'm here with Brickell, Valentina, Chelsea, Stella, Emma, B, Neve, Bryn, Noel, Xander, and my literacy teachers, Miss Duffy and Mr. Gleason. We are from the Environmental Charter School in Regent Square. We recently wrapped up a unit called Current Events in the Arts, which focused on a variety of topics including bullying, homelessness, food deserts, and stereotypes. We worked through multiple sources that provided us with insight on these topics, and then we discussed them together as a community. In the midst of this, we focused on the need to eliminate stereotypes based on religion, race, gender, and sexuality. As we talked about these things, our empathy for others grew. We had a statement that embodied this unit. There is no them, there is only facets of us. This means that we are all connected, and while we may have differences, we have to respect one another and embrace our diversity. In order to spread empathy and create positive ripples in the world around us, fifth grade created poetry that reflects our beliefs and feelings on these matters. We hope these poems motivate real action amongst our peers and inspire change in our community. Thank you for the opportunity to speak our piece for peace.
That was really beautifully done. Thanks, Porter. Did you write that?
Yes.
You're a good writer. That was really well done. I assumed you wrote it, but I just wanted to check. You're a really good writer. Now, first up, we have Emma and Stella, and I haven't had a chance to meet everybody yet. So Emma and Stella, I'd like to talk with each of you before you read your poem. Let's start with Stella. Can you tell me how old you are?
I'm 11.
Okay, Stella's another 11 year old. Oh, no, wait, she's not. Is she 10 going on 11?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
April 17th.
You're so close. If you round up, right, the rounding rules, you're now 11. Where do you live?
I live in Point Breeze.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like soccer.
Come a little closer.
I like soccer, and I like literacy a lot.
Do you like to write?
Mm-hmm.
Had a feeling you must. And now let's meet Emma. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 10, and I live in Point Breeze, and I like to play soccer, and I like math.
You two seem like you're pretty good friends, are you?
Yeah.
What do you like to do together?
Well, we like to play soccer together most of the time, and we like to hang out.
Any shout-outs to people?
I'd like to thank Ms. Duffy and Mr. Gleason for helping us.
So would I. And I would like to say hi to my dad. Hi.
Well, great. Does your poem have a name?
Black Lives Matter.
Okay. And this is a case of a poem that was written together, and you're going to read it together. And whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay.
1841, Frederick Douglass escaped from the whips and chains of slavery to become the leader of the abolitionist movement. 1849,
Harriet Tubman.
To help save its escape,
she made underground railroads too free,
once cage birds,
as part of the abolitionist
movement.
1955,
Rosa Parks.
She wouldn't give up her seat in the front
to white people on the bus.
This was the beginning of the civil rights
movement.
1960,
Ruby Bridges. She was the first black person
to go to an
all-white school.
She was a black sheep
in a white family,
treated like dirt,
stepped on every day.
It hurt,
but she brushed it off. She had to be patient.
Continuing
the civil rights
movement.
1963,
Martin Luther King Jr. He inspired a change.
He started a march.
He gave a speech.
I have a dream.
To end segregation.
During the civil rights
movement.
These people changed history in a big way.
But is it enough?
They were people who inspired thousands.
All of them consider as
heroes in history books.
But it just didn't finish the job.
July 13th,
2013.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter
began.
People were furious
that black people have continuously been shot for all these years.
Getting a phone call.
Someone tells you your family member was killed.
You feel someone hit.
In your chest.
In your heart.
Like someone just shot you.
But then you think,
who would do that?
A police officer.
And you say to yourself,
a police officer killed my loved one.
A police officer is not supposed to kill.
They're supposed to serve and protect.
Black Lives Matter. This is still a problem.
We need to aid.
Have power.
Make a change.
They had power and made a change.
But they did their share.
Now it's time to do ours.
To make the change.
The change that will end it all.
We the people.
Frederick Douglass.
Harriet Tubman.
Rosa Parks.
Ruby Bridges.
Martin Luther King Jr.
The leaders.
All of them consider as
heroes.
And they are heroes.
These activists are doing the same thing.
So aren't these activists thought of as heroes?
Think.
Black Lives Matter.
Many standing up for equality.
Because they were
scared. Scared that when they're walking down the street,
that they would be shot.
Or harassed.
Even by a police officer.
To be scared to walk out of your home.
How would you feel to be scared that your kid would be shot?
Just walking to school.
Innocent.
Innocent people.
Being killed for absolutely no reason.
Walking down the street.
Pulled over.
Killed. Shot. Killed. But you know what?
Black Lives Matter.
This is still a problem.
Sorry.
But you know what?
Black Lives Matter.
This is not a moment.
It's a
movement.
Very good. Yeah, well, let's clap for you two because you performed that poem. And it's not easy to do that. It sounded great. How did you write it? How did you come up with the idea that you wanted to write about that? What made you interested in it?
Well, we noticed that normally white people already matter, and we wanted to make sure that black people mattered more because some people think, like, so they started the movie hashtag Black Lives Matter, and then people started saying All Lives Matter, but we realized that that white people already mattered, so we wanted to make sure that black people also mattered.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. When you discover that one area might need a little bit of attention, you know, a good example I always like to use is there might be a special day or a month to help support people who have breast cancer or who want to fight against breast cancer. And I don't think anybody would say, well, all cancers matter. No, you're focusing on that particular issue for a very particular reason. And how did you work out how to perform that? That had to be, was it hard, or did you know when you were writing it who was going to do which parts or how it was going to happen?
Well, on our sheet, we have, like, two different boxes, so we can tell which side is ours, and we have our names at the top.
Okay, almost like a script.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really liked how movement and moment juxtaposed too. That was great. Well done. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
That's always one of my last questions, so just to be sure. Well, very good. Thank you. Now we have Xander is next. There's Xander. And Xander, tell me about yourself. Where? What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Highland Park.
And is there anybody you would like to say hello to or shout outs to?
Well, I'd like to say hi to my mom, my dad, and my sister, and my grandma for, like, supporting me.
Great.
And doing this.
Have you been a student at Environmental Charter School since you were very young?
Well, I've been a student since I was in fourth grade, so I'd say yes.
Yeah, it's been a couple years. Well, terrific.
First.
Oh, first grade. Okay. So it's been 4 years. So, yeah, you've been there just about your whole school life. What is your poem about?
My poem is against Muslim stereotypes. It's against stereotyping Muslims as terrorists, saying that you shouldn't do that.
And why did you choose that topic?
I chose that topic because I feel like currently in the U.S. there's like been stigma about Muslims, like bad stigma.
What is stigma?
Stigma is like, it's bad vibes about like them.
That's a good way of expressing it. Whenever you're ready, I can't wait to hear your poem. This is Xander.
Okay. Assuming things because of a religion, often misunderstood, there should not be any us versus them, like tigers and prey. One group's actions should not influence our feelings on entire religion made up to close to 2 billion people. Are we not all human? They are us, but we are uncaring, unloving, unfair, like hard metal. Millions of lies aimed in their direction, hitting them and stinging like needles, and people believe it all, hearing an infinite amount of assumptions just because of religion. We call them terrorists. We try to keep them out of the U.S., out of anger, forcing them out because we need a group to hate. They are nothing like their stereotypes. I find myself wondering, what happened to freedom of religion? But now you know about this hard, cold lie in the form of people yelling, yelling sharp and cold, hurting people's ears. You know it's wrong. So if you have been listening, do a favor to Muslims everywhere, to people everywhere. Get together. Change the world. There are many ways. Don't make assumptions. Don't call people terrorists. Don't judge because of religion. Tell the unbelieving. Teach them to stop hurting people, like storms, yelling loudly. Let them be happy. Let them relax. Be the people who know, who care, who love.
That was amazing. And Xander, you read that with such soul and heart and feeling. How was it to write? Did that come out of you pretty naturally?
Well, like at the start, it was like kind of hard, but like as I like started writing, it got easier because like I knew how to like what to type and like how that made sense with like the rest of the poem and what I thought.
I think that's true with a lot of writing. The hardest part is to get started. And did you have to redraft it?
During like revising, I got rid of a lot of things and like added a lot of things. Yeah.
That's usually part of the process. I'm sure Ms. Duffy and Mr. Gleason support redrafting and improving things. I know I still do that with everything I write. I do it. Well, well done, Xander. And next we have Neve and B, who are here, right? And I'm going to adjust your microphone. Just a bit. There we go. Sorry for that bit of silence. I just wanted to be sure we could both we could all hear you. And let's talk to each of you two. Nevaeh, what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Penn Hills.
Nice to. I grew up in Churchill, not far from where you live. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, my mom, my dad, and my two literacy teachers, Ms. Duffy and Mr. Gleason.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you each your own mic. And that way we'll hear you each a little better. Who are your shout-outs to again?
My mom, my dad, and my two literacy teachers, Ms. Duffy and Mr. Gleason.
Excellent. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself, what you like to do, or any hobbies?
I like cheerleading, and my hobbies would probably be I like to write and draw a lot.
Excellent. Now let's meet B. Hello. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Squirrel Hill.
And any shout-outs?
Yeah. My mom, my dad, and Miss Duffy, and Mr. Gleason.
Excellent. And do you have any special things you like to do for fun?
I like to read and write.
And have you read anything interesting lately?
Yeah. I finished the Divergent series a couple weeks ago.
Excellent. Well, who can tell me what your poem is about?
Our poem is about stereotypes.
And will you be reading it as a team, too?
Yeah.
Okay, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
They say we're troublemakers.
They say we're cheap.
Lazy.
Selfish.
Dirty.
Stingy.
But we are not our stereotypes. I'm black.
I'm Jewish.
I work hard.
I'm kind.
I'm decent.
I give, not take.
Who?
Me?
Am I responsible for gun violence?
Am I responsible for trying to take land in the Middle East?
No. Their comments sting.
Words weigh me down.
Like a bullet shooting through my heart.
Like a boulder trapping me beneath it.
Think about how we feel. Their words spit at me like poison from their lips.
Every night when I close my eyes, the words play.
And replay.
And twist.
And tumble.
Like a tornado in my mind.
There's no sleep for me.
But people just stand there.
From slavery.
From the Holocaust.
To now.
They keep misunderstanding us. People are like machines.
Their gears may never stop working.
It will never end like the dove that never stops making peace.
But hopefully we can find the key to make them stop. If you feel strongly,
if you care, you could be the key. I can almost hear the sound of a key opening a lock.
The key to make a change.
The key to help out. Speak out on your online community.
To your parents.
In your neighborhood.
Posters or even flyers.
Or even in your school community. Speak out. Imagine how you would feel.
Hopeless.
Dejected.
Imagine how many lives you could change. You.
Me.
The world. It's not just about us.
It's about you too.
Join us.
Together we are one.
Together we are strong.
Powerful.
Intelligent.
Undefeated.
You might have to take a risk.
But it's worth it.
Fighting for what you know is right.
Imagine people who go through this every day.
The hate.
The struggle.
Just because of our race.
Religion.
I'm black.
I'm Jewish.
Together we are one.
Together. We are united.
Divided, we will fall. We must choose to stand tall.
Very good. Very good. So you two really wove part of yourselves into your poem, which is a very courageous thing to do. Congratulations. You are both really good writers, and you've performed. Everybody is... done so well. Now, next we have Bryn, and Bryn is over here. We kind of have people moving around because we have so many students today. And Bryn, where are you from?
I'm from Greenfield.
And I'm asking everybody because if you're just joining us, by the way, these are fifth graders from Environmental Charter School. And I'm asking where everyone's from because charter schools draw from the whole community. And what do you like to do for fun or hobbies?
I like to draw. That's pretty simple. That's it.
What do you use and what do you like to focus on?
I like to just sketch and I don't, it depends what I draw sometimes, different things.
Do you use pencil or?
A pencil, usually. Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of admiration for anybody I can't draw. I can draw the curtains and maybe some water. that's about it. What's your poem about?
My poem is about women's rights.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. We should all be equal. Equal should be a given. Given to people who work for it. It is something we need more of. In 1918, women were only allowed to be nurses. Not able to fight for their country. A country that doesn't believe in us. Us put aside what we want. We want freedom. Freedom for what to portray ourselves as. As fighters, teachers, workers. Workers get across, though. Those cleaning the house, taking care of the kids, cooking for the house. Houses full of nonsense. Nonsense that women want a job. Jobs that pay. Pay for hard work. Work we need for money. Money to take care of ourselves. Hard work that we already do every day. Days go by the tracks of progress. Progress that has taken time. Time full of fighting for what's right. Only 9 decades ago, women were allowed to vote. Voting for women had to be in the Constitution to make it real. Real struggles to put up with marches and protests. Protests showing we were all the same. Same brains. Brains fight against our life. Life is real. Real life, we are still not being treated fairly. Fairly, a word we hear but we never really reach. Reach to overcome the walls. Walls we have to break. Break them, we tell ourselves. Strong women are everywhere. Everywhere in advertising. And we've known this stuff since we were really small. Small minds absorbing what is going on. On inner minds, listen to what magazines have to say. Say our perfect hair, fashion sense, new makeup look. Look at a boys' magazine. Excel in school. How to plan your future. Future for girls getting boys to like you. Waking up to be perfect. Perfect life for boys. Be whatever you want to. Make a difference. Difference is obvious. Obvious looks and all dramatic. Dramatic changes keep the stereotypes and shout. Shout who I should be, what I should look like outside and in a rabbit hole. I get stuck. There are threats. Threats to end our movement. Movement to be treated the same. Same as what we all strive for we are still being treated. Treated like second-class citizens. Citizens who are stereotyped. Stereotyped women. Women should not be underestimated. A study showed that every 80 cents a woman got, a man got a dollar. Dollars are for people that work hard. Equal pay for equal work. Only 97 years ago, women were allowed to work. That wasn't that far back. Far back, it was just men with power, only them at the top. Top and in charge, and they still are in charge of our society. Society hasn't changed that much, only one baby step at a time. Time gives comments. Comments that pierce our skin. You run like a girl. I already know I'm fast. You can't do that. You're a girl. Yeah, I can. Maybe even better than you. You're good at that. For a girl. As if there is a different standard for your gender? 5 million people across the world attended the Women's March on January 21st, 2017. 5 million people were present, but there are many more who believe women are strong. Strong and powerful. Powerful flying voices. Voices cheering us on the fight that has taken more than 100 years. And we aren't going to stop now.
Good job. That was awesome. And
Thank you.
You read that. I did use the term rant when you were writing it. That's a compliment.
I was angry and in the zone while writing it.
Yeah. I neglected to ask if you wanted to say hello or give any shout-outs to anybody.
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom and dad for coming here. And then even though it's like your sixth shout-out, to Miss Duffy and Mr. Gleason for helping me make this poem and making it, sharing my voice out with the world.
They deserve all those shout-outs, as do each of you. These are wonderful poems. Now we have Noelle. Everyone's moving its musical chairs here today. And Noelle, where are you from?
I'm from the north side.
Ooh, what neighborhood?
Page.
What street?
Orleans, Perrysville.
Oh, okay, Perrysville. Got it. You know, there's 18 different neighborhoods on the north side, so I'm always curious where. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
I would like to say hello to my mom and my sisters and my Nana, because she really supported me. And I would like to give a shout-out to my teachers and my fellow students, because without them, I wouldn't be able to write this poem.
That's so nice to hear. Tell me your sisters' names.
I actually have one sister.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's her name?
Her name is Allie.
Well, I'm glad to hear you acknowledge her. Your poem is about homelessness, right?
Yes.
Why did you choose that topic?
So we learned about it in class, and it kind of shouted out to me because one time I went downtown to see a Pens game, and I saw these people, and a couple of days ago we were learning about how we just pretend that we're not, that the homeless people are not there, like we know that they're there, but we just look straight forward because we don't want to see them, because we know that we can't help them, or we don't want to help them. So I was walking by, and there was a homeless person, and he was very nice. And I kind of felt the same feeling, like I'm ashamed that I couldn't help him. And so I just looked forward, and I felt the feeling that many people feel.
I can't wait to hear your poem. Are you ready? As ready as you'll ever be, right? Here is Noelle.
My home is a car. A car full of junk. Junk I don't need or want. Want a pillow that's soft and fluffy. Fluffy as feathers. Feathers feel like nothing. Nothing. That's how you see me. Me and my mom want. Want a home. That's my wish. Wish I had food. Food I could eat. Eat till I'm full. Full of rooms with food for days. Days of hunger will finally be over. Over, and I'll be full. Full of hunger, that's me. Me and my mom are so alone. Alone in this car. Car full of junk. Junk I don't need or want. Want some water, because I'm so thirsty. Thirsty for a drink. Drink that comes from somewhere clean. Clean is not drinking from puddles. Puddles is my cup of tea. Tea is not meant for me. Me and my mom scoop out the dirt. Dirt from a small pond on the road, that is what we drink. Drinks that are not clean. Clean clothes, any bed that's warm. Warm like standing next to a fire breathing smoke. Smoke that's hot. Hot like a house. House that is full of AC treats. Treats that I can no longer eat. Eat in a chair. Chairs around tables. Tables full of food. Food you cook at a house. House I used to have. Have assignments, but no pencil to do my homework. Homework, but no home. Home is this car. Car full of junk. Thank you.
That was really wonderful. I liked the symmetry, too, how it began and ended. You took us somewhere and brought us back. That was beautiful. And our last poem is another duo. We are going to hear from Chelsea and Valentina. I'm sorry. I missed Bricka. I'm sorry, Bricka. So let's get a microphone in front of Bricka. That's the perfect one. Bricka, I'm sorry. I that's my mistake. I didn't read my notes very well. Where are you from?
I'm from the South Side, but currently I live in Wilkinsburg.
Those are both great neighborhoods. We've done a lot of work in Wilkinsburg. And is there anybody you would like to say hello to?
My sister in Memphis, and my mom, and my stepdad, and my baby brother.
What's your sister's name?
Chaylin.
And your baby brother?
Deontay.
And what's your poem about?
Bullying, because of race.
Whenever you're ready, we're ready to hear it.
Y'all just don't get it, and you're hypocrites. You break me down. Is it Cousin Brown? You toss your salt around like trash on the ground. But I'm human too, just like the rest of you. You need to stop inflicting hurt. Quit stepping on me like dirt. Too many people feeling like they're nothing. So it's time we stand up to do something. 160,000 kids skipping school to avoid bullying and feeling a fool. Kids who are bullied are stressed, anxious, and depressed. Bullying is a relentless, crazy disaster, like a tornado predicted by the forecaster. Bullying is abuse toward people like me and you, a heartless act making us blue. I hear hurtful, hateful, racist speech, like rampant waves crashing on a beach. I feel the hands of bullies pushing on me. There's no end in sight and nowhere to flee. One out of four kids who hurt others in elementary end up behind bars in a penitentiary. Bullies are more likely to drop out or fail, to do no schoolwork and bail. You can be the change. It may seem hard and strange. History can be made by us. We can do this. Let's discuss. Peace starts with us. Don't treat it like it's superfluous. Please take this into consideration, because this is our nation.
Wow. Nice job, Bricka. I really loved the rhyme.
My name is Brickell.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brickell. Yeah. Spell it for me.
B-R-I-K-A-L.
I'm sorry, because it's written in pencil here, and I was having trouble reading it. Brickell. Got it. That was beautiful. I liked the rhymes.
Thank you.
Were they hard to come up with?
Yes, they were really hard.
I thought they would be. This is a kind of weird question. Did you think of the second word and then needed to find the first one to rhyme with it, or did you do it in the other direction?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like, would you come up with the second? Like, when you said elementary and penitentiary, I think, right?
Yeah.
Did you know you wanted a word to rhyme with penitentiary, or did you start with elementary?
I started with elementary.
I was curious about that. There are really good rhymes in it.
Thank you.
I hate to say read. I felt like you were performing and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brickell. Now we have Chelsea and Valentina of our Environmental Charter School Poets. And I also want to thank Ms. Duffy and Mr. Gleason and all of the – yeah, go ahead and you can just lift that up a little bit. There we go. All of the literacy staff at Environmental Charter School. Let's meet each of you. Chelsea, tell me where you're from.
I'm from Wilkinsburg.
Nice to meet a Wilkinsburg tiger. I was going to ask if you wanted to say hello to anybody.
I would like to say hello to my mother and my father and also my sister. And I just want to say hello to my dog just for the sake of it.
Well, you should. What's your dog's name?
Roman.
Hi, Roman. And how about, I should have asked about your sister first. What's her name?
Perry.
Hello, Perry. And Valentina, what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Squirrel Hill.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I would like to say hello to my dad and sister and my mom.
And your sister's name is?
Emily.
And let's all say hi to Roman again, too, Roman the dog. What is your poem about?
Our poem is about bullying.
Okay, and this is my last chance to talk with all of you. I want to congratulate all of you on the poems you've done, and I also want to invite each of you, if you ever want to come back and share another poem, you are very welcome to. Through your teachers, you can easily reach us, or you can reach out to us directly. We'll be emailing you copies so you can hear yourself back. You're good writers, all of you, and I hope you'll keep it up. So we're ready for you. This is the last of our poems from Environmental Charter School.
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Valentina.
And this is our poem.
People stared and laughed.
I hoped I could do something.
They were saying mean things to me.
I heard shut up.
Ugly.
Stupid made my ears listen from afar.
Loser.
This was not going well.
I didn't think I could go on that way.
It surely wouldn't be solved one way or another.
I really wish they would stop teasing me.
They'd mock me if I told the adults.
My friends did not help with my problems and difficulty.
I thought about the day they would see their flaws.
I was a pillow being squeezed.
I was a small clout watching silently, unnoticeable.
I was a lost dog, and I really needed someone to help me.
But there was a certain way.
I felt the bitter taste of food being thrown into my face.
I saw the awful sight of them in depression.
What should I have done? Won't it finish? It's like I'm just alone.
This would have been a catastrophe.
They looked at me in half great laughter. Why did they do this? I fought and lost this war.
I needed to do what was right.
I had to stop being depressed.
I was a bird watching over. I didn't want to interfere.
Slam. There went another punch.
Crack. I heard a nose break like sticks.
This always and surely won't get better.
The only way it stopped this was if I took action.
Soon I'd be going.
If I didn't take action.
Out the door.
It would have always went on.
One day at school, they came once more.
It was a really large problem to amend.
I felt so slow.
This wouldn't happen forever.
And way lower.
No one would get hurt anymore.
They were a diary of gossip and rumors.
Should I have told someone about this?
The dreadful phrases like beat it.
I felt like a horrible contributor.
Brings horror to my mind.
I thought about the words they said to the victim.
I hope one day they'll cease being the bully.
I didn't know how this would end in the future.
They really shouldn't be.
Fake nerd were the words they used.
I felt like this is so bitter.
Their insults have been floating in their brain.
I'm not useful.
But there was only one way, and it wasn't too hard to do.
I hope this time someone would bring courage.
I didn't think I was able to stop this.
But then I saw her.
But this time I knew what to do.
Then I was pleased.
It was time I stood up.
She came to me.
And I looked at her.
I heard it ring in my ears.
Then I said, from now on, don't worry any longer.
I stood there silent. This will not happen anymore.
Thank you, and congratulations to all of you. You are probably the first authors of the first poems most people have heard during National Poetry Month. So congratulations, and I hope we'll see you all again. Environmental Charter School fifth graders rock, don't they, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.